Phil Wickham has been writing music and singing since he started leading worship in his youth group when he was 13 years old. In 2003, he released his first record, and he has just released his 15th album, Sing Along 4. Phil has traveled the world, and so have his songs. Young and old sing them in their churches, cars, homes, and all over the place. Phil has an incredible voice and has written hit songs, received awards, and has a voice in this generation. More importantly, though, he has a gift to bring people into the presence of God and remind us of the greatness, power, and splendor of God. I've had the privilege to get to know Phil on some recent ministry trips, and we've had him out to JC Sacramento. He's a friend of many of our team, and he's the real deal. He's authentic, deep, walks in integrity and character, and loves Jesus. We sat down and talked about what it looks like to find your tribe and build community in the midst of travel, kids, and different seasons of life. We talked surf sessions, man thread group texts, and what building intentional community really takes, and more. Here's my interview with Phil Wickham. The Man Camp podcast is about answering these questions. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be fully alive? How do you live from your heart, and how do you find your purpose? The Man Camp podcast is a journey into the wild, stepping outside of the normal, mundane, and status quo to explore and discover what it means to be a man. Hear the failures, the victories, perspectives, and stories of men who are on the same journey to live life fully alive. You are listening to the Man Camp podcast. Hey guys, before we jump into our interview with Phil Wickham, I want to tell you about an incredible resource that is also one of the partners that make the Man Camp podcast possible, and that is the Loving on Purpose resource. And there's two resources that they've developed that we believe are going to be something that will help you in your relationships, will help you in your marriages. And those two resources are the Life Academy, which is online courses designed to help you change the world around you. It's a wide range of topics related to relationships, family, leadership, and there are these courses you can take and grow as a person to become successful in your relationships. The second is the 21-Day Marriage Intensive. You go through this with your spouse, and it's incredible because you get content, you get live sessions with the Loving on Purpose team, and you have face-to-face conversations, not only with the team, but your spouse, to strengthen your marriage. So because you listen to Man Camp, if you use the code MANCAMP, all lower caps, no space, you're going to get 20% off any Life Academy course, and you're going to get 10% off the 21-Day Marriage Intensive. Go to lovingonpurpose.com to get more information. You can check these out. I cannot recommend it enough. And these are everyday resources. We're going to talk about this more in future episodes, but we're beginning to develop what we call EDRs, everyday resources that will help equip you on this journey. So check it out, lovingonpurpose.com. Let's jump into our interview. We have our friend Phil Wickham with us, calling in via Google Hangouts. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on Man Camp, man. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. You're in sunny San Diego, which is...
Today it's sunny. It's been a rainy winter and early spring, but it's starting to break through the clouds now. We're all pumped.
Yeah, are you gonna go surfing or something soon?
I actually will. I don't want to come off like I'm some crazy surfer, but just in the last year... I picked it up again. I haven't since high school. And then I think we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Just
kind of connect with some people from my church where it became a part of like our weekly kind of hang, was getting out in the waves and laughing at each other, falling over, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, that it's funny you mentioned that, because that's you came out to Sacramento a month or so ago, earlier this year, and we were with some of our team, Chris Kilala, and some of our crew, Brian and Katie Torwall, and we were just having a sushi together. And you were sharing some stuff that, as we've launched this podcast, Man Camp, I'm like, guys need to hear this. And so I want to talk to you about that conversation. But before we jump in, tell us a little bit more about yourself. I mean, many people know you as an incredible worship leader and the songs you've written, minister to so many people, but you're also a dad, you're a husband. Tell us about the part of your life that maybe isn't as seen as much, you know, on the stage or as a musician and as an artist.
Yeah, well, like as we talked about, I'm down in Southern California, specifically Encinitas, California. I was born and raised in this area of the world, and I would argue that it is the best area of the world. I'm sure
many people would agree.
But I'm just so thankful to be here. And I went to a small little private Christian school growing up in high school. And I was a senior, and my wife, who was obviously not my wife at the time, she was a freshman. And so that's kind of when I met my wife, was in this little church kind of school thing. And so I grew up with her, and her dad was one of my teachers. Her mom worked at this, managed this cafe that I made cappuccinos and coffees at, you know. So I just like did life with her family. And after she graduated, we became best friends and dated for a while. And that's there's like a whole drama story in this 3 years of dating, of just figuring out what love really is and what commitment is and all that. But ultimately, fast forward to when I was 24, she was 21. We got married. Her name's Mallory. And in the last 10 years, man, just being married, I mean, you can attest to this too, but just being married to a good woman that fears God and there is nothing more refining and life-changing and beautiful than that. You know, I've just grown closer and become more like Jesus because of her than anything else ever in my life. And four of the biggest highs is these four kids that we've had. Penelope, who's 7 now, Mabel, who's 5, Lottie, who's 3, and Henry, who's 2. So 3 girls and a boy. We're a family of 6 now. And just so thankful that they're all healthy and then we're just going through life, man.
So good. How has being a dad changed you?
Oh my gosh. Not till kids came along that I realized like I've got a lot to learn in the realm of being thoughtful and selfless and sacrificial, you know, because like you still kind of get to do everything. I mean, I was doing everything I loved to do with my wife before we got married, and then we just did more of it after we got married, traveling together and going to see movies and hanging out with friends. But once kids came along, it's like, okay, like my life is no longer my own. Like I'm supposed to train this person how to be kind and to know about God and to be an example and to keep them alive and to keep them safe and protect them. Like I just felt a giant weight of responsibility on me. And so you're up in the mornings and they're making you go crazy because you're not getting sleep and they're screaming at you and you're feeding them. But then little by little, like you start to see them as people and not just like little human like beings, you know, just like little potatoes stuck in a crib, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they start recognizing you and this relationship happens. And then like the last 6 months of work, you realize like, well, this is like if someone would have told me about this 6 month mark or 9 month mark, it would have made this last 9 months a lot easier because this is the most beautiful thing ever, you know? And it still takes work, but, obviously sacrifice but at the same time, it's like nothing. I mean, that's what everybody says, but nothing has taught me about the heart of the Father like being a father, and nothing has opened up what God's love is towards me and helped me understand that more than me getting to know my children. And my heart just so full of love for them and wanting the best for them, and then turning around and realize and seeing how Jesus, you know, introduces this thought to the disciples of like when the disciples say, how do we pray? And Jesus says like this, you know, and he starts it with our Father, you know, which is this real intimate way. Like Abba, it's still what you hear when people speak that language, when they run to their dad, like in Israel, you know, Abba, Abba, like some little girl would still say that, you know, like daddy, daddy. It's like this, Jesus introduces this amazing way to relate to God, saying like, my Father, my dad, the person who looks out for my best interests, who is in heaven, you know, you're so holy, you know, like to address God like that. Like, I mean, I've always been blown away by that, but now relating it to my own life and heart and experience, it just blows me away. And, makes me love God so much more and write songs from a different place. So that's a long answer, but kids have changed it so much for me.
That's beautiful. I love that picture of the intimacy, you know, through a name. Like Abba, like Father. It's so good. And so in the midst of, and kind of in the midst of writing songs, you travel a lot, you're busy as a dad, as a husband, you're involved in your own local community. When we were having dinner, having sushi, you started talking about something that, you know, you grew up in the church, so the concept of community or being known and all of that isn't new to you, but something that has been newer in maybe this more recent season has been this group of guys that you started doing life with, maybe more at an intentional level. And I wanted to ask you about that and have you share more, especially with the guys that are listening to Man Camp, because the community is the buzzword for anywhere, but especially in the church. And often it's a longing that people have to be known, to be a part of something, but maybe one of the biggest challenges. And I think there's this, I've heard this phrase, find your tribe, you know? And I think when you hear someone talk about it, it's everyone wants it, but it may not always be the reality. And yet there's something so powerful in it. And so I just wanted to unpack that a little bit and have you share more. I got to hear parts of that, but what has it looked like for you finding community specifically as a man with guys and in the midst of doing life? And maybe share a little bit of kind of your journey, especially what's been happening recently in the past couple of years.
Well, like you said, I grew up in church, and when I was in youth group, that was like I had such a great youth group experience, you know, like tons of friends. A lot of us went to school together, and then we would go and I would lead worship at the youth group with buddies, and we'd go to summer camp and mission trips. And then, you know, that season ends, and then I got, you know, signed with a label, which, you know, you could say, you know, anybody could say they started their career and got busy, you know, and one of the interesting things about my job is that it almost always, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on the weekends. And so though I felt very called to do what I do, some things just kind of took a back seat. And one of those was like consistent commitment to a home church community, you know. I always had good friends and like band guys around me that love God. And, you know, I never felt alienated. But I did realize me and my wife, as we continued on this journey and I continued to stay busy and we had kids and, because of what I did, and this just kind of hit us in a really specific way after me and my wife went to the UK and we were so struck by a church family out there that we just immediately felt at home with. And we felt like, wow, like we are missing out on something that our life, we didn't even realize how much we need something like this, where there's a community of like-minded people in a similar spot in life that are, it's kind of a buzz phrase right now, but that idea of doing life together, which is like, you know, you're aware of what's going on in the day to day. And if there's an open line of communication where like, hey, my kids are sick, can y'all pray for me? Or like, hey, I had a horrible day at work. Or I mean, just recently, one of the guys in our text thread just said, hey, like, I am just been so impatient all day with my family. I need to be lifted up in prayer. You know, I'll get to that in a second. But like being out there in the UK about 4 years ago, my wife and I realized like, hey, like we're going 100 miles an hour and there's so much good stuff happening, but it might be at the expense of something even better. And so ever since then, we've been praying and looking for a community to be a part of where it didn't, you know, I'm no Justin Bieber or anything, but in some church communities, like it, you know, it's a kind of weird, even it's, you know, there's a soccer mom or two that want to come up and take a picture or something. If I go to a certain church community or different, right. You know, like
yeah.
Different churches have their own kind of personality. And so to find a place where it felt like this is my home and there's no sense of being on guard.
Yeah.
And this is a place we invest in more ways than five, you know. This is a place where people are there's some people in the same stage of life who are, you know, love Jesus and want more of him, but also can relate and be on the same page with kids. And we had like a specific list of like, God, show us, you know, like we bring us to a place, even if it means moving us out of our dream location, our home, which is San Diego. Like we started really saying, like, call us somewhere and we want to be a part of something, you know?
Yeah.
And so we moved from Carlsbad to Encinitas, California, which is just across town in San Diego. And as we were moving, long story short, we came across this church. My brother started a church in downtown San Diego not too long ago. And we were even thinking about joining that, but it's kind of far away. And we really wanted some place where it was like in our neighborhood, in our community. And as we're going to move to this new built this home, we're like kind of seeking God about it. Like, Lord, do you want us to be there? And my wife had a little gathering for her sister. Her sister's had a little baby, so it was a little baby shower. And one of the women found out that we were thinking about moving. And she pulled my wife aside and she said, I do not usually do stuff like this, but are you moving to Encinitas? And she said, yeah. And she said, are you moving to this address? And she said pretty much the exact address.
Wow.
And my wife started crying. She said, yeah, well, how in the world do you know that? And she said, well, I've been feeling so crazy the last 30 days. But every day on my way to work, taking my kids to school, I've been pulling over into this neighborhood and praying in front of this house. And God wants to bring a family here to be a light in this community, be a part of a new light in Encinitas. And my wife just like broke out crying. And what's crazy is I called my wife that night out on the road, kind of feeling anxious about moving. And my wife just said, this is what she said. And she had all these like kind of promises from God for us, which directly spoke into all my fears. And I was like, okay, like, well, I guess we're moving, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing she said is like, God wants you to be, he's moving you to be a part of a new light. Like that's just the word I have, light. You're going to be part of a new light. And then the next week, we're like, okay, we're moving to Encinitas. My wife came across this church on Instagram that's called Light Church. And it's this new church plant. And it's connected to the church my brother planted. They're like sister churches. And I hadn't known about it. And then I realized I knew the pastor from way back when. He's like kind of my age, same amount of kids as us. And so we connected. Long story short, we started going to this new church plant, kind of being a part of it. And it's been so cool to see God like grow this church and provide a new building and everything they need to like kind of thrive. And it's been beautiful. And then we started to be part of like a home fellowship with a couple other families. And it was the answer to like 4 years of prayer of like just praying for some families and some people that we could just be open and honest and trust and be a part of each other's lives, you know? And to the point where I've got a text thread now on my phone. It's called the Dude Thread. and it's four of us dads. And we're just, I don't think there's a day that goes by that someone's not texting something. Like whether it's like, hey, I got this word for you guys. Or hey, like one of the guys' wives is going through some medical stuff. So we've been praying for her together, you know. And one day one of the guys just had a real tough time at work. And so within 30 minutes, because we all live close, we were all over his house, just kind of laying hands on him and praying for him. And I, in my almost 35 years of being a full-on Christian, have never had guys like this to walk through life with, you know? And
wow.
I realized like what a giant thing I've been missing. And I also realized that to make it happen, it took some real intentionality of us stepping into like new frontiers for our family that were uncomfortable. It's taking intentionality to not just like kind of let it, okay, we're a part of a home fellowship now, but to like reach out, to be a part, to make time, to even say like, well, why don't we just go over and pray for you now? You know, like I think me 2 years ago probably wouldn't even have said that just because it's like it's 9 o'clock at night and my wife probably wants me home, but it's just like, you know, I would have found ways to not do it, but just like, realizing that it's an equal amount of God like providing and also like us, me being intentional as like investing into these guys' lives as well, you know, as well as they are into mine. So, I mean, I'm kind of like giving you the overview, 10,000 feet up, looking down kind of thing of what this last, you know, year has been. But it's been like crazy life-giving. And I realized how much me and my wife were kind of alienating ourselves because of fear of like not being able to trust everybody around us, or because we were too busy, or life was going by too fast, or there were so many great quote opportunities that we both agreed like, okay, it's worth it, you know, it's worth the sacrifice. But it came to a point where it's like, man, the sacrifice, maybe we're sacrificing the wrong. There needs to be some more balance in our life. And it doesn't feel safe to text three other guys, like, or like, doesn't feel very manly, quote, manly, to text other guys saying, like, I'm really struggling with this right now. Or like, I think the hardest thing for me is saying, like, man, I've just been a bad dad today, you know, to say that. Like, I just was really impatient. And I like, can you guys, y'all pray for me? Like, I need a total heart check, you know, like that's not easy for me to say that to other guys, you know, but to have a group where there's that kind of like accountability isn't the right word, but just like knowing that guys are like got your back. It's like, it's so priceless.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the intentionality is being encouraged to be vulnerable and real and just let people in. Tell me more about what you guys do. I mean, obviously this has been an answer to something that you and your wife have been praying for. And then, like you said, it came along and then you're like, oh, I've got to sacrifice, invest, go after, cultivate this. It's amazing, but you know, it continues to go deeper the more you invest in. Like, what do you guys do? I mean, you mentioned, I think earlier, you go surfing together or you're connecting. Like, is there a rhythm outside of the dad thread? What's it called again?
The dude thread.
The dude thread. So there's things happening organically, and then what things are happening, or are they, that you're saying, hey, this is what we're going to do to cultivate more or be more intentional?
Yeah. Well, there's the dude thread, and then there's also another kind of thread with all of our like wives and stuff on it too. And we're just kind of it's all, you know, all the couples just staying involved with each other's lives. But the goal, and we're real, you know, we're realistic about it. Between all the families, there's like 12 kids and they're all under 10 years old, you know? So it is how it is. But we try to all get together as all the families get together to have a meal and to catch up on what's going on in our life and to pray for each other and to kind of re-up our prayer list for each other every 2 weeks. So the goal is once every two weeks, we get together, someone like, or Uber Eats or DoorDashes. Once in a while we'll cook, you know. But usually it's just easier and we have more time if no one has the responsibility. We try to make it as easy as possible for us just to even have like a 30-minute sit down where all the kids are like watching like some show or playing some game. We've even like gotten a babysitter or two there just to kind of watch them even for an hour while we just kind of sit down. It's like, what's going on in our life? What has happened in the last couple of weeks? What's going on in the future? What are some things that are going, you know? And sometimes it becomes like it's pretty heavy and some people are going through stuff. And other times it's like, it was right before I headed up to hang out with you guys for the writing. I came up to write with the Jesus Culture Camp. And I just said, guys, I really want this, like the Spirit to fall and some songs for, whether it's for me or for them or for other churches to sing, you know? And so they just like all kind of laid hands and like asked for the Spirit to fall. And I think it was like God answered those prayers with some sweet new songs, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're just...
Side note on that, Chris just sang in church on Sunday one of the songs that you guys wrote, and it's so good. It's amazing.
Yeah, these really special songs. I'm so excited about where they land in the future. And so just like a part of... So that's like the intentional, like we try to do it every week, all the families together, and then get the kids in there too, just to see us all praying to like, this is what we do. This is what's important to us, you know? And then on the dude thread is Monday mornings. It hasn't happened because there's been like ever since the holidays, it's been like holidays and then people have been sick and it's been too cold. But usually Monday mornings, we try to all get together like early in the morning, go for a surf and then go for a little cup of coffee. And that's kind of our time to like, you know, talk a little bit more like man to man, you know? And so that, I would say that happens 2 to 3 times a month. You know, we'd like it to happen 4, but, and then, so there's this level of intentionality, this level of like, okay, like if I want Monday to happen, you have to think through like, well, I want my wife to be pumped about me leaving instead of like, okay, why are you leaving again? You know, because you've been gone all this time. So to do Monday mornings and to do other stuff, to invest in this kind of thing, like I've realized, okay, you've got to learn to say no to other stuff. You know, there's tons of quote important things to do. There's tons of things to say yes to. There's lots of things that you could argue are worth time, you know? That is like the priceless commodity, right? Time to give our kids, time to give our wives, time to give God. And so, but this year, specifically in 2019, like one of my, like, I don't even call it a New Year's resolution, but like something I realized, wow, this is what needs to happen in my life for my life to get ultimately better in the best sense of the word, is for me to like evaluate all the things that I fill my day with, whether it's Instagram or writing songs or worrying about something coming up, whatever it is, like, what am I spending time on that can be sacrificed, you know? Because I would love for this thing to be important in my life, or this thing to happen in my life. And so that's been like the most challenging, but also the most rewarding thing, is like, if you really want community and if you really want to have relationships that matter, like, you have to give them time and you have to be intentional. Learning that, it's like, it's actually kind of challenging for me, because there's lots of stuff I like doing, you know, and I wish it just all fell into place. And I wish I could be close to everybody at this, you know, like, but I'm realized, okay, I need to give time to it, you know, and I need to give time in a selfless way where everything else that even comes above that is getting time as well. So there's things that need to come below that that needs to be erased, you know? And so maybe I like to work out, but like, it's like, okay, if I want to work out, I got to get up at 5 and do it. I can't do like the 5 o'clock at night and I can't do it anymore, 'cause that's family time. So, you know, it's just like, okay, so I got to get to bed earlier. It's like time to grow up a little bit, is what this year has felt like in that sense of the word.
What's been the impact for you, whether it's your marriage, as a dad, even just as a friend, or, you know, as you're going through life, as you've done what you're talking about, just in what you're filling your time with, but also in your relationships, have you seen, what's the impact been for you personally?
When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, it, like, a modern way to translate that is like living the good life, you know, and not the good life in like, we're on, you know, we're all kicking back with our, and on our yachts or whatever, like in the, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the good life. The good life is like, is when you kind of get this ultimate picture of when Jesus tells all these parables about what the kingdom of heaven is, and blessed are the meek and blessed are the merciful. And he kind of, as you read through the Gospels, Jesus kind of gives this holistic picture of what it means to be truly human, and what it means to live a truly holistic, like, wholesome, holistic life, you know? And so much of that has to do with relationship, and so much of that has to do with connecting and meaningful things happening in your life. To know that there's a bunch of guys that kind of have no, they're not connected to me in work, you know, they're not connected to me, and they're like outside of like any kind of circle other than like, we go to church together and we committed to like being there for each other, you know, like, there's just something super affirming and awesome to be able to have a group of guys that like I could reach out for any reason, saying, hey, can you pray for this, can you pray for that, and I know that they got my back when we've been sick. Like, they brought some food over to us and helped us out. And it's just, we're just like, we're being cared for and we care for others. And this just feels like practicing heaven, you know? And so I don't know if there's like one specific thing, like I'm doing this less or I'm doing that more. I mean, I will say that, like, you know, one of my prayers when the first time we got together was saying, man, guys, like, I'm realizing like I'm leading worship everywhere and people know me as like a leader in kind of a Christian community. But like, man, my own personal like prayer life is just, the time I'm giving to that is just lacking. Like, I want my kids to know that I want them to wake up and see me with the Bible open. I want them to wake up and know that I was praying for them. And I'm just going to come clean to you guys. Like, I haven't been like pursuing God the way I should in my own personal life, you know? And so to be able to open up like that, and also for next time I see them, be like, hey, how's it going? Like, tell me about what you're reading in scripture. And for me to be like, to know that question is coming up, and to like, that kind of spur me on to like, you know, I want to have an answer for that. You know, it's, I guess that's accountability, you know? So I think there's a lot of beautiful kind of reactions that happen in the life to that, to the intentionality.
Man, it's so cool to hear a bit of your story and journey. And I know for me, I've experienced what you're talking about, and it's so worth making times, taking risks, because really there is an element of risk, but the fruit, the return is huge.
Yeah, man. It is, there is an element of risk in like moments of being uncomfortable, but like it's been sweet for us.
Man. Well, Phil, I just want to thank you so much for taking time to share with all those that are listening on Man Camp, just part of your story and journey. And we want to call you guys men to be intentional in relationship. Don't be isolated. Be known. Find your tribe. Create it. It's you know, if you don't know what to do, I think Phil's example of just saying, God, this is a desire, and he's so good, he's going to answer that. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. And I'm looking forward to, you have another sing-along album coming out with Matt Redman and Brian and Jen Johnson. I rock out to those in my truck all the time, just worshiping. People probably think I'm crazy because I'm singing out loud, you know, going for
it. I'm so excited about this one. It's a really, really special thing that we captured, and like, thanks for mentioning it.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely go to Spotify, go to iTunes. You guys, check this out as you're going after Jesus, wherever you do that, in your living room, in your car, wherever it's at. But thanks, Phil, for hanging out with us, spending some time. And for those of you guys that are listening, we'll see you next time on the Man Camp podcast, and have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Man Camp podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at mancamp_podcast. If you have questions from this episode or previous episodes, send them in to mancamp@jesusculture.com. We occasionally take time to do Q&A and answer questions that are sent in to us. Thanks for listening to the Man Camp podcast. We'll see you next time.